Welcome to The Book Show on ABC Radio National. Ramona Koval with you. Today, editor of The Times Literary Supplement, Sir Peter Stoddard, will take us through three new books featured in his August journal. Also, British author Peter Pringle will join us with his book, The Murder of...
circumstances. You have to understand where they're coming from and why they're coming from where they're coming from.
Well, we've been talking about Empire of the Mind by Michael Axworthy. And the last book we're going to talk about, Peter, is The Concise Encyclopedia of the Original Literature of Esperanto by Geoffrey Sutton. And this is reviewed by John Wells in the TLS. Of course, the Persian language has long been a medium for literary contributions to the Islamic world, but this language, which failed to have the same impact, was Esperanto, and you've got a review of this book. Can we first explain the origins of Esperanto?
Yes. In 1887, a Jewish eye doctor living in Russia spent his wife's money on publishing some childhood thoughts he'd had about how you should have a universal language and how the workers of the world and all sort of problems of cultures would all fade away if everybody only just spoke the same language. He got this money from his wife, spent it to his father-in-law's horror on publishing this book. He took the pen name Esperanto, that was his name, Mr. Zhaminov's name. They had very high hopes for it at one point. It had quite a lot of political moves behind it for idealists of one sort or another. I have to say, I've never taken it seriously whatsoever. I don't think I've given Esperanto really a
thought in my life. Have you heard anyone speak it?
No, I never have, and I thought, as far as I was concerned, it was just one of these many idealistic schemes for world government and world rule that have caused so much grief or failed. But it turned out this isn't the case. I fess up. There is apparently large numbers of people who they are genuine native speakers of this language.
Native to what? Native to their family.
native to their own dictionaries. We got some letters, actually, rather good letter this week following this piece, pointing out that George Soros, a world chess championship and a Nobel Prize winner, and the new German ambassador to NATO, were all people who've used Esperanto from birth. And of course, they don't only speak Esperanto, but they've used Esperanto from the moment they were born.
Well, and Esperanto, of course, means one who hopes in Esperanto.
Yes, well, that was the guy's pen name rather than the name that he hoped would be used for the language itself. And John Wells' piece, which we've got a terrific response to, has Esperanto jokes, and it talks about what Goethe and Schiller and Shakespeare are like in Esperanto. And I now know an Esperanto word, which is called kalego, which apparently means a giraffe's neck. And also,
but it also means colleague. But you can understand it. I mean, esper, to hope for, and Esperanto, yeah. The one. I mean, for people who like languages, it's kind of fun, isn't it, to see where the words come from? And there's a bit of Latin here, and a little bit of English, and apparently there's a master of the Esperanto pun, the writer Raymond Schwartz, talking of your only word. In Esperanto, born of French-speaking parents but educated in Germany. And so can you tell us his Esperanto pun?
Well, why is the giraffe never lonely? Because it always has its kalego.
So it's like, friend.
Laugh. No, let's laugh. Well, kalego apparently is both its neck and its friend. And if we were, you and I had been...
brought up in Esperanto.
Esperanto, like George Soros and the German ambassador to NATO, we'd be laughing like a drain now.
Well,
you are laughing.
I am laughing. I'm just laughing at the idea that we would be laughing if we spoke Esperanto. But one criticism made it's got no culture and no literature. But Geoffrey Sutton's encyclopedia reckons he offers 300 individual articles on hundreds of authors and their work. I'm not sure how widely read they were, though.
No, I'm not totally convinced by this. But and whether or not I'm going to go out and... read the 25-chapter poem La Infana Rasa, The Child Race, which is regarded by many, we're told, as the single most outstanding work in Esperanto literature. But I think you and I might be talking for quite a long while ahead before you could ask me, have I read it? And I'd answer yes.
And have you enjoyed it more so? And did you understand the Esperanto even more so? Well, thank you so much. As usual, it's been fun talking with you, Peter.
Great to talk to you. Be well. Bye.
Peter Stoddart, the editor of the Times Literary Supplement, joining us from London. This is the Book Show on Radio National, abc.net.au/rn. I'm Ramona Koval.